Hello and welcome to Space Nerd 139, the Sausage Fest edition. Because we don't know where Dre is at. We're frankly worried.
Yeah, Drea, you hear this? Well, it's not live, so Drea, if you hear this, just text one of us, please. Let us know you're okay.
Yeah, she's gone, and so it's just myself, Rex, and Ryan. And we have been way too busy this week to really do anything or think of anything creative for you guys.
I played a whole match, whole two matches of Overwatch today before I went to run errands. That was pretty cool.
I got slightly further in Dark Souls, as you know how Dark Souls slightly fell further.
Yeah.
I think I played a total of two matches of Overwatch also. But, I mean, that's what happens when you're an old person gaming.
We have more responsibilities.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have more responsibility if you're old or young.
Well, I think it's also we're busy with other things too, you know, work, life, whatever.
Yeah, those video games aren't gonna pay for itself. I'm not an MLG freaking South Korean kid.
You're an MLG Filipino kid.
Yeah.
Or at least you could be if you just applied yourself a little more to video games.
That's true. Isn't the Philippines really big in League of Legends or something?
I think so.
Or maybe
aren't those the same game?
They're
the same game.
Yeah, there's someone out there right now. They're not the same game, guys. I'm like, to that person, I say, shut up. They're the same game.
I think the Philippines are way into that King of Fighter MOBA.
I don't want to think about that. I'm so glad SNK got bought out by that Chinese company that made them stop doing stuff like that and like has them making actual games again.
Wait. what the fuck is a King of Fighters MOBA?
Exactly, like, what it sounds like. They made a King of Fighters
League
MOBA.
League of Legends, but with King of Fighters.
So is it fucking like I have to go through mid lane and like, oh shit, it's Iori, and then I had to fight with Kyo.
That is exactly it. And I think it had some Samurai Shodown characters in it too.
That sounds retarded.
It was bad.
Well, it's like they had the DC Universe one too that just failed right out of the gate. It was hilarious.
In Dead Island. Like, like 2 years ago when Deep Silver was trying to make a Dead Island game in like every genre?
Yeah.
I have like 20 gift copies of that game in my inventory right
Jesus
now.
Jesus Christ.
You gave us some.
Yeah,
I still have a lot of them too, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah, they just like, and I can't get rid of them. Like,
the game isn't even like available anymore. Like, it's still in everyone's Steam library, but you can't play it.
Just no servers. I can't believe you freaking go like be Hamaru and go down like freaking mid lane, and I'm like, I'm Hamaru. I'm gonna slash you with my. That's stupid.
Yeah, it's.
Well, I mean, no, but it's like Joe can use his tornadoes. That makes sense.
Yeah, but there's so many games like that, and just because you put a King of Fighters skin doesn't make it good.
Yeah, I am a pretty huge King of Fighters fanboy, and I didn't have any interest in
who's,
that.
Who's your three people you use?
Oh man, usually Mai, Terry, and Iori.
Okay.
Sometimes, depending on the game, though, I also like to swap out Iori for Billy Kane or Kay.
Billy Kane is cool.
Like, Billy Kane is so good.
Speaking of games that are the same, right now we were talking before, and Ryan thought Overwatch had already come out for a while.
Yeah, I was like, what is this? Like, y'all, everyone's been talking about it for like 3 weeks, so I was like, oh, they're playing it.
And then we brought up Battleborn, he's like, isn't that the same game?
Yeah. Like, it...
In essence, it might be. They're both like hero shooters. And
yeah,
all that.
They're MOBA inspired throwback shooters and with bright, colorful colors. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's like to me. Here's the way that I see it: Battleborn is DreamWorks, and Overwatch is Pixar.
Okay.
In terms of like their like aesthetic.
Mm-hmm. All right, but not Cars 2 Pixar, right? Like. Like good
no,
Pixar.
Like the Incredibles. It's Incredibles Pixar.
Okay,
sure.
I was gonna say Pixar Cars 2. Yeah.
No, actually, Winston the Gorilla is played by Larry the Cable Guy.
What?
I just made that up. That was a bad joke about the movie Cars.
it's like 2K. We're like, fuck, this sucks. Now we're a Battleborn shit now because Overwatch just totally stole our thunder and more.
Well, Overwatch was. Overwatch was came out at $40 for like the basic edition, or $60 like when you go buy it at a store. Battleborn came out $60 with the ability to get a additional $40 season pass to make it $100, right? Sure. So today, the retailers, like if you go to Target, Walmart, whatever, they all slashed Battleborn to $40.
Green Man Gaming slashed it with coupons and everything to
$17.98. That's so. We can, it's safe to say that freaking Overwatch won this, right?
Yeah, I honestly, like, Battleborn didn't have a chance, to be perfectly honest. Like, Gearbox doesn't exactly have the best track record for things that aren't Borderlands, so a lot of people were very hesitant to, especially, like, I think Battleborn only had, like, one beta, and it was a closed beta before it came out, whereas Overwatch...
No, I had an open beta.
Oh, yeah, they did. Shit, I remember, because I installed it, never played it. But, so they had the one beta, and... I don't know. People were really skeptical about it because Gearbox has a terrible track record outside of Borderlands.
All right. So which one is the one with Oscar Mike?
That's Battleborn.
Yeah.
All right. There was this guy. He was like, this is the guy who's the most average shooter. His name is Oscar Mike, and I laughed at it.
I think I heard. I never heard it myself, but when you kill a female character as Oscar Mike. Mm-hmm. He ends up yelling, "Feminism is awesome."
Wow!
Wow! That, God damn it!
That's a Gearbox joke.
Yeah, but I think Battleborn is made by Gearbox, right?
Yeah,
they're up their own ass.
So there is all the stuff that happened around like Aliens, Colonial Marines, which is a whole other topic, but. I don't know, the writing in Borderlands 2 rubbed me the wrong way, like, very, very much, so...
Tales from Borderlands is actually pretty funny.
Because they didn't write it.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect.
That was all Telltale.
Okay, it was really funny.
Wait, because Anthony Birch didn't write it.
Yeah, Anthony Birch didn't touch that at all, so...
Yeah, I mean, I totally, totally, wholeheartedly recommend Tales from Borderlands. It's good. I haven't finished it yet. I need to, but it's funny.
I've heard good things about it, and I want to play it at some point. There's, like, I haven't played any of Telltale's games since Walking Dead Season 1, so there's a lot for me to go back and play, because I also want to play Game of Thrones and Wolf Among Us.
I want to play Wolf Among Us, yeah. That's so on good. Everything. Like, that's the great thing about Telltale games. It's on everything. You could literally play on your phone if you want.
I've even heard good stuff about the Minecraft game that they did.
Oh, anyway.
Apparently it's not terrible.
So, I mean...
Oh, wait, Ryan. So in Overwatch, there are a lot of characters that do, like, wall scaling. Kind of like... It kind of looks like you're parkouring a little bit.
Set game of the robots.
Titanfall?
Titanfall. Yeah, a little bit like that.
I like that.
But it reminds me of like, Jet Grind Radio, because you can... spray tags all over.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
There's even a character that has rollerblades and music related like attacks and stuff that he does.
Oh, cool.
Lucio?
Yeah.
Unless he goes understand, I will. Yeah, that's a Jet Set Radio joke, guys.
Yeah.
I do like how like when Dre is away, we're all like
video games.
Video juegos.
3D juegos. Who always gets the first review on Metacritic?
Yep.
Like it's always all the Europeans and the Italian ones. It's so great.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I guess is there like a trial for Overwatch? I mean,
no. We were actually talking about it like earlier. I don't remember if you were here for this, but normally Blizzard games will come with guest passes you can give to your friends so they can try the game out. Overwatch comes with guest passes, but they're not for Overwatch. They're for StarCraft 2 and World of Warcraft.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I was actually really bummed about that.
I'm looking to specs. I can run. I can freaking, my like 3-4-year-old PC can run over Overwatch.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's pretty light on resources. I can run it on high and still get like 60 frames per second on my 270X. So.
All right.
I'm on my 290. I'm running Epic, and I'm doing 70 frames.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Is there a story mode?
No.
No.
It's just straight on. Just pretty like Counter-Strike. Just come in and just like.
I mean, you can play against, like, AI, and there is, like, a training arena where you can, like, get to learn all of the powers of the characters and everything. Yeah, but no, it's all multiplayer, but it's really good.
Do they rotate out the heroes like a MOBA or no?
Mm-mm.
No, you get them all.
Okay.
And all the future ones are going to be free. Like, DLC and everything for it is they're just going to give away.
Versus Battleborn, where they ask you to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you 2K? We're not funding your next Borderlands game.
Well, it's either you play for it or you grind for it.
That's true. Yeah, that's the iPhone game kind of.
Yeah.
I can play fucking this game and for like 20 fucking hours and get one thing or pay money now.
Yeah, and with like Battleborn. They do
Battlewatch.
They do have like similar names too, which sucks.
Yeah, it's like two words strung together.
Yeah, on Battleborn, you get like crates full of like loadout stuff, so you can have like different loadouts and everything according to your hero. On this one, you get loot boxes that are cosmetic. So every hero is whatever you see on the screen. You really can't customize much of anything,
which is pretty great. Like, honestly, like, I was really iffy about it at first, but it makes learning the game pretty easy.
Also, has there been a bad Blizzard game in the last ever?
Diablo 3 in the beginning.
Yeah.
But they fixed it. It was great. It's fantastic now. I like it more than 2.
I really want to get down on it again.
Yeah. So then 2K. I mean, forgot the studio's name.
Gearbox. Literally everything they've done except besides
Borderlands.
Yeah, like they've got some history.
The pre-sequel sucked. Duke Nukem, of course, they could not salvage it.
Everyone knows about Duke Nukem and Aliens. Like legendarily bad games. Two of the worst games of last generation.
Yeah, so I guess we won't be invited to the Dallas.
Oh, dude, I don't care. Like, I'd never want to meet Randy Pitchford. Like, he sucks. He sucks so much. I think I've probably ranted about him on this show at least 6 or 7 times since we've started. Like, I don't like that guy.
I forgot which podcast I was listening to, but they kept calling him Panty Richford.
Yeah.
I like how there's like someone listening to us and he's like, man, these guys don't know what they're talking about. I'm quitting, you know, but delve into the whole, well, because there's a lot of very loyal Borderlands fans.
I mean, I like Borderlands, and I actually tried playing it on my Vita, which I can't because the Vita sucks.
If you delve into the, like, the business practices of Gearbox and everything, that's what we're kind of going through. And then also, like, with a whole $100 game, it's basically what Battlefront did with. Or EA did with Battlefront.
And they screwed over Sega with an Alien Colonial Marines.
Don't screw over Sega, please. Not only did they screw over Sega, but it was at a very, like, awkward time at Sega's, like, life at that point where they didn't have a whole lot of money. And because they did that, we didn't get fucking Obsidian's Alien game that they were doing, which I don't know if y'all saw the leak of that.
I remember that.
It was going to be a squad-based Alpha Protocol sequel, like a spiritual sequel with like very heavy horror themes, and that would have been so good. Like, Alpha Protocol is one of my favorite games of all time, and
I love Alpha Protocol.
It makes me so sad to think that like we didn't get that because fucking Gearbox embezzled money from Sega to make Borderlands.
Yeah, and then this company, I mean, lost their office to Zynga.
Yeah.
Yes, and what was Sega Blue is now Zynga Red. So, fuck that.
Yeah, Sega of America doesn't even have, like, offices. Or I think they have, like, one office, but it's all, like, social media people now. Sega of Europe runs all of Sega's actual business stuff in every Western country.
Right now that you said that when Sega met or worked with Gearbox, they were a very awkward moment in their life. Mm-hmm. I just imagine, like, Song of the Hedgehog, like, holding Randy Pitchford's hand and... Where is my mind playing in the background?
It has to be the cover from that bad Zack Snyder movie, Sucker Punch, with the girl singing softly. Where is my mind? I wanted to watch. I wanted to like the movie so much, and I was like, well, was there's not nothing good to like about it. The costumes look kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. Another news, I've been scrolling social media, and I don't watch Game of Thrones, and we're not going to spoil anything, but I wanted to bring up...
Well, we're not going to, because it's probably going to be spoiled for you already. Yeah, it's already
been spoiled for you.
Yeah, so like, Sunday night after the new Game of Thrones episode, everybody was saying hold the door, and then posting a picture of a very prominent Game of Thrones character, and then crying faces.
Which rhymes with hold the door.
Yeah, whose name is basically hold the door.
And it's like, man, we've become so, like, rotten in, like, the social media era when it comes to spoilers.
I mean, here's the thing. It's become a force of nature, because you can't just stop all those people.
Yeah.
And also people thought it's like Game of Thrones is big enough for people to be like, shit, like, it's one of the few things that people still do with appointment viewing. Like, we don't do that anymore. Everyone watches Daredevil in their own pace. You watch Kimmy Schmidt in your own pace. But Game of Thrones is this weird outlier where, like, hey, this is coming out now, and everyone, most people, watch it. And now everyone's going to talk about it, and you can't stop that.
It kind of, like, really gives the ability for people that don't watch it either, all that don't watch it, to be part of the conversation. Mm-hmm. And it makes me kind of laugh because, like, now that hashtag is going around, I can already imagine, like, one guy not knowing anything, just, hey, guys, hold the door, ha, 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 you know, and then...
Oh, it's bound to happen. Like, that's happened with so many things in the past, like, press X to Jason. I'm willing to bet half the people that, like, more than half the people that made jokes about that never played Heavy Rain.
No, freaking, like, there's a guy at where I work who kept going, Leroy Jenkins, and does not know what Warcraft is.
Yeah.
No, he showed me the video, like, I don't know what fucking memes are. It's like,
was he like, let me show you something really dank.
No, I didn't even say that. He was like, Leroy, I'm gonna show you the video, and I'm like, I know what this is, guy. I almost said his name, but I know what this is, guy. It's silly, and like, also because I'm like, so we did this, like, training at work, and then you have to sign in through one of those, like, joint meeting stuff, and then he chose his name as Leroy Jenkins, right. And then I called him out on it, and then he showed it to me, and I'm just like, are you just finding out about Leroy Jenkins? come on. But it's like 8 million views, or more than that.
And, like, what, 10 years ago? 10 years
ago? Yeah, I was about to say, it's at least possibly over 10 years ago, I think. I was a sophomore in high school when that came out.
Yeah, and then I said, at least I got chicken, and he didn't really realize know what that was. I was like, that's the last line of the whole video, dude. That's my favorite part. This is Leroy going, at least I got chicken. Anyway, back to Game of Thrones. I'm sorry, I'm annoyed.
Well, it's not just Game of Thrones. Like, here's one thing. I watch wrestling, and all their pay-per-views on Sunday, usually, or on once every month. Mm-hmm. Once Sunday every month, they have, like, this big reveal or something major happens, and, like, I have to turn off social media if I'm not home.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, because that big reveal will be spoiled.
The only thing I know is what's his name did a Hadouken, and then the guy said that was downright fierce.
Yeah. real quick wrestling news that you guys might understand. Goldust and Stardust left WWE.
Really? I heard about that too.
Why? How?
They were just tired.
Oh, really?
I know where they're just like, we're leaving.
Huh. Dust in the wind. Dust in the wind. Okay, what?
There's like a ton of like people being let go by WWE.
Is it because Vince McMahon is just mishandling everything?
No, it's just people that needed to either be let go or that were asking for the release. I mean, wrestlers now, they work at least 300 days a year.
Yeah.
Like, doing house shows and stuff. So their bodies are going through, like, so much shit that they're getting tired of it. And like Golda Stardust left, and
well, Golda's been there forever, so that's kind of
Well, he's been there for, but those were two like my favorite characters. Mm-hmm. You know,
so did really they say awesome what they were gonna do, or is they're just gonna chill for a bit?
They might just, well, their dad passed away like less than a year
ago. Oh, yeah. Okay, so you can't, yeah.
Yeah, you know, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. And so that might have something to do. They might chill for a little bit and then go off and go to another wrestling federation. Okay.
What other wrestling federations are those kind of like, there's nothing as big as the WWE.
There's nothing as big as the WWE. There's a huge scene in Japan. Mm-hmm. Right now, the WWE is like siphoning like stars from Japan to come over here. Mm-hmm. And there's also TNA, which is this really badly run version of WCW in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. I remember WCW.
Yeah. I could already see RoboCop on TNA or something.
What's Goldberg up to lately?
Injured. He's out. Yeah. And then there's also Lucha Underground, which is the one that is direct or produced by Robert Rodriguez.
Yeah.
And it's, so what this one has different, it has like cinematic breaks instead of like the backstage interviews and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It has a storyline of like people being kidnapped, people being murdered. So they'll like take them off. That's how they end their contract, is like murdering them. Whatever. That's
awesome. It's like a soap opera.
Yeah. It's like a true like action drama soap opera.
Unless it's like Dallas, when they're like, that guy's dead, and it's like, now I want to return. So that whole season was a dream.
No, like there was this one where like there's even cop wrestlers, like CSI wrestlers and stuff.
Okay.
I mean, they don't come out like in like lab coats and stuff like that, or like there's detectives and stuff. And but in the cinematic things, they're like they show them like on blackboards and stuff, and they're writing, like connecting who the killers are and how they can nail like the,
that's awesome,
the main promoter and stuff.
That's awesome.
They grab a lot of talent from the Mexican wrestlers. Rey Mysterio is wrestling over there now.
Okay.
Huh. And I mean it's quality wrestling. It's fun. A lot of flippy shit. So if you like people jumping off like three stories into the ring, they have that. And then there's Ring of Honor, which is like the biggest indie circuit. Uh-huh. And that's like WWE is also siphoning a lot of their people.
Okay. I guess, well, good luck to them. It's kind of,
they'll find something.
They'll find something. They're popular. Yeah.
But yeah, like as I was saying before we got off on the tangent, is like WWE is full of those spoilers too. And I think on that one, since it's considered, I guess in air quotes, sports, mm-hmm. it's like when something happens, it'll show up on the Facebook trending feed.
Oh, okay.
Like, let's say Sting comes back out of nowhere, it'll show up like right after the WWE match on the trending thing.
Okay.
And so I think it's like it's like an unfair spoiler because it shows up so publicly.
Yeah. Well, like I said, Game of Thrones fans are, there's way more Game of Thrones fans than wrestling fans.
Yeah.
So when something happens,
you shut your mouth. No, I'm just kidding.
When something happens, there's a lot more people talking about it. I mean, I can avoid Dark Souls spoilers because no one talks about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the game doesn't even talk about their spoilers. Fucking Dark Souls.
Yeah. So just don't be an asshole and share stuff.
Yeah, like I said, it's hard not to.
No.
You want to be part of Zeitgeist and talk to people.
It's pretty easy to. Like, I mean, I was pretty upset over what happened on Game of Thrones on Sunday, and I just posted a stock photo of a guy crying that I grabbed off of Getty Images. So,
and I liked it because I just like those people crying make me laugh.
Mm-hmm. It turned into a great stock photo thread. I even posted, eventually I posted one of a guy holding a door in his hand that, like, if you looked at it, no one would have been able to guess what it was unless you knew it, and that was funny.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But some people are like, hold the door, and then they put that character's name, and then a sad face. So, I mean, with your deduction.
I have deduction. It's just like, that's, It's the drives at Hodor. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So,
see, I haven't been wanting to say the name.
Everyone knows.
The whole point of this conversation is just everyone knows. Mm-hmm. If you don't know, then oh my god, how are you even able to download this podcast?
And it really
had to go on the internet.
It really bums me out that so many people have spoiled it, because it's been like that episode was probably my favorite episode of the show so far. But also that thing that we've all been. That people keep talking about on social media has been one of the best twists in the show. Like, it beats out all of the other twists that I'm sure everyone's heard about, like the Red Wedding from like 3 years ago or whatever.
But you know,
it was the best twist in the show so far, and now most of the people that haven't seen it yet, when they watch it, they're going to know exactly what happened and why, and it makes me really sad.
You know what's great about this twist? And no one, because since it's this season, there's no people who've read the book that can lord over people.
Yep, that too.
Yeah, I can be like, I know about the Red Wedding for years. Fuck you.
But there was, okay, so there was one guy who correctly guessed it in a Game of Thrones forum in 2008, apparently.
Because his name rhymed with door?
Yeah, and he just kind of like figured it out on accident, but everybody was like, nah, that's too simple, and George R.R. Martin wouldn't do that.
But Hodor is simple.
Yeah, he's a simple character, and not only did George R.R. Martin come up with that, but the TV show people beat him to putting it in his own book, and I'm sure he feels great about that.
So what's he going to do now? Is he going to do like Full Metal Alchemist and just change the freaking like book, I guess?
That would be funny.
Yeah.
That would be really funny.
What if since it was like 2008... George R.R. Martin hadn't thought of like that part of Hodor, and so he went on that forum and was like, "Oh, this is interesting," and wrote it down.
Possibly,
that would be funny.
After eating like 3 Domino's pizzas, which is that's fact. He actually has a person to make sure he doesn't die.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, why are you eating pizza, George R.R. Martin? Get the fuck out of here and get on a treadmill so you don't die.
He's a pretty interesting guy. Like, the only social media he uses also is LiveJournal.
He would.
He uploads, like, occasionally he'll, like, share a new chapter of the one he's writing right now with people, but he'll only post it on his LiveJournal, which is pretty hilarious.
LiveJournal should, like, pay him for keeping a LiveJournal alive.
Yeah, basically.
Dead journal.
Oh, man. So, we're going to keep tonight short. We're not even going to have we're going to play a song, but we're not going to have, like, a musical break this week. It's been a long week for all of us.
Going back to Overwatch. Is Blackthorn in it?
No, but there's a shotgun guy.
Yeah.
Fuck, whatever, I don't give a shit.
He's real edgy.
Okay.
And a lot of edgy people play him.
I play him, I like him.
Yeah, he's not a bad character, but like a lot of like Reapers that I've played with have been like really edgy, and that's made me sad.
Oh, fuck.
He's a great character though. His ultimate.
Wait, hold on. Ryan. He's supposedly a Mexican dude, and he's got like this skull looking mask and like a long black robe and 2 like shotguns.
You could fucking skin him to be Blackthorn.
Yeah, you're good.
And then he's got a his ultimate, like he was gonna say, is he just goes around saying die, 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 and shooting.
But like this, he's like die, 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 and he like spins around in like a tornado thing, and anybody that's like close enough to him that doesn't kill him first basically like instantly gets killed.
Is he a parody of that guy from that game? Everyone
Hatred.
Yeah, Hatred.
Yeah, he should be.
There, he does have a skin that I want though. He has a mariachi costume.
Okay.
And it's hilarious. Yeah, the skins are pretty good too.
Skins are Blackthorn. Great.
Blackthorn, he's brown.
I really hope I hope they do like a Blackthorn skin for him, and then the dwarf guy that no one ever plays as. It'd be really cool if they did Lost Viking skins for that guy.
Doesn't dwarf guy have a pirate skin?
Yeah, he does.
So there you can kind of pretend.
And then Widowmaker, you can freaking just make her into Nova.
Yeah, they actually have for Heroes of the Storm, there's a Widowmaker skin for Nova.
Oh, okay.
So
that's hilarious. All right,
I might get this. Hey, there's Gorilla Grodd. What's he do?
He's beastie.
Yeah, he's got a laser.
Sorry to bring it back to Overwatch. I was just going on the website right now, and I was like,
It's a good game. I could talk about it for like a really long time, and get back on.
There's a knight named Reinhardt. I like that name.
Dude, Reinhardt is really great. Like, a lot of people complain about Bastion, like the robot guy that can turn into a turret, but Reinhardt is the most OP character, I feel, because he takes a lot of damage, plus he's got a shield that's big enough to, like, the entire team can hide behind his shield.
Yeah.
And you can just, like, advance with everybody behind the shield.
Oh, that's what I saw, because I was the reason I was saying hold the line over and over again is because I saw a video of, I guess, Overwatch, and a freaking guy with a shield just walked through and hold the line by Toto kept playing. So I was like, oh, okay, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, no, he is super OP, though, like, because I play the character I play most is Mercy, who's, like, the healer character, and Mercy with a Reinhardt can easily, like, without even breaking a sweat, take out an entire team of guys in, like, 5 seconds.
Okay.
It's stupid. I did it today multiple times.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And if you get it, try to get the Origins Edition. It has some cool, like, extras.
For every Blizzard game, actually.
Huh.
Yeah, you get Mercy Wings for Diablo. And I wish I played World of Warcraft because you get a baby gorilla pet.
Huh. I have played WoW. Not recently.
Yeah, I haven't played it since like 2007.
Yeah, no, I haven't either. I want to get back on Diablo because it looks really awesome now.
Yeah, there's a lot of analogs. I have the Overwatch character list on my right screen and the Valborn character list on the left, on my left screen, and there's a lot of overlap, like freaking Toby and Bastion, freaking
no
Galilee.
Toby and D.Va.
Oh, okay. Toby and D.Va.
Toby and D.Va.
Yeah.
Toby's like the little penguin inside of a mech, okay. And then D.Va is like the anime girl inside of a
Galilea. Looks just like freaking Reinhardt.
Oh, Oscar Mike and Soldier 76.
Oh, there he is. I mean, there you go, you guys.
So it's choose whatever you want. The community is just going to be more alive in Overwatch
for a very long period of time.
Yeah, it does look.
You don't want to give Randy Pitchford your money.
That too. That too. This is the guy.
Randy Pitchford.
He's the guy who, like, 3 years after it came out, still defends Aliens Colonial Marines and swears that it was the journalists and the consumers that had a problem and nothing that they did nothing wrong.
Oh, sorry. The consumers had a problem with your product.
Yeah.
It's nothing's wrong.
Yeah. It's like fucking... Okay, so speaking of crazy delusional developers that like to blame other people, Dennis Dyack did another interview, like, recently, and he swears that... Well, I forgot the name of the game that he's trying... He tried to get kickstarted a few years ago that failed. Shadows of the Eternal.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Nobody wanted to buy it, and he...
It's Dennis, like, Dyack.
Yeah, he blamed in the interview, he's like, oh, the game's still coming out, no thanks to unethical journalists. Like, in the interview, and it's like, what the fuck, man? Like, one of the people on your dev team got busted for having kiddie porn. People aren't going to want to buy your game.
Yep.
The last, like, God, the last, like, two or three games that they've made have just been... fucking terrible.
There you go.
Yeah.
So,
but it's everyone else's fault.
So I'll launch it right now. I'll take a look at it. Maybe I'll play this weekend.
Oh
yes.
All right, well.
I wanted a shooty game anyways, and I was thinking about Doom or Overwatch, and I was like, then Doom I'll play it for like 8 hours, and I'll be like, you're good.
Just Redbox Doom.
Yeah, because all you're gonna want to play of Doom is the single player anyways. Yeah. The multiplayer sucks, and I mean. If it's anything like Wolfenstein, it's going to be like a lot cheaper in a month or two.
That's true, because I loved Wolfenstein. Wolfenstein was one of my favorite games of that when that came up for that year. It was fun. And because I like the dumb shooting and then the overbearing super sad story, which is just juxtaposed to the dumb shooting. It's so great to me. And I just want more dumb shooting. And I heard like the story in Doom is kind of silly too, like they harness the power of hell as an energy source.
I heard it compared a lot, like in forums and stuff, to like Deadpool and like Die Hard. So
I need to watch the movie again with The Rock,
man. I love that movie.
Yeah.
It's bad, but it's so good.
So good. Carl Urban versus The Rock. Oh, sorry, I just spoiled that.
Oh, no. It's okay.
The Rock is a bad guy, you guys.
My favorite thing about that movie is when it goes into first-person mode. And it looks just like Doom 3, and like the music's playing, and it's like, whoa.
Speaking of which, sorry to drag the show. I know we were trying to end it earlier, but one last thing. Did y'all watch Hardcore Harry?
I didn't.
Okay. I didn't.
I didn't either. Let's end the show now.
I wasn't interested at all. Okay, see you, everybody.
maybe if they bring it up.
Nah. I was not interested in it at all.
You know what? If they bring that onto like the Gear, since I have a Samsung Gear VR, I probably will.
Oh,
watch
yeah,
it.
No, definitely. But I'm not going to go sit in the theater.
Oh, speaking of that, I found a forum that has POV porn for my Gear VR, which. I told my wife about it. I'm like, hey, there's PR. He's like, are you going to try it? And I'm like, yes. And she's like, cool. Tell me how it is. So, because I mean, that's the future, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can look around and you're like, hey, there's a lady between on my legs. Sweet.
Yeah, that's...
That's kind of how it is, right?
When that happens, like, that's how we need to do the population control.
Yeah. Just give people freaking, like, VR... things, and they're like, well, not gonna have sex. But don't give it to Japan, because they need to have sex.
Yeah.
They need babies.
They're the ones pioneering, like, the full Tenga.
Exactly!
Thing, so.
That's why that civilization is dying. Japan, have sex. Oh, you're like the pandas of the world. And your pandas are not even Japanese.
We need to keep them in, like, zoos, like, in enclosed spaces, like, where they can concentrate on having sex and making it look like they were camps.
God damn it.
Good Lord. No, yes, Japan, have sex, please.
Have sex, please. Don't show weird sex things. Just have good old-fashioned sex as God intended.
Mm.
Or boot.
Yes, lots of missionary, as, you know. It's the position made for procreation.
We don't have to take our tentacles out to have a good time.
Japan's okay. No. Japan's okay to have your quivers full.
God damn it.
Oh, and on that note, we're going to start shutting it down. Of course, we've been busy planning out the Comicpalooza party and also the Comicpalooza panel that we will be doing, the How to Win on the Internet. We got to get back on that and show some more tips, because the people need to know how to win on the Internet.
How to win on the Internet. Make sure to hold the door open.
Yeah. So, so that hit me late. yeah, we're doing the party will be on Friday at Neil's,
June 17th.
Yeah, we'll have more stuff on the event page.
That I said that right? Mm. It's June 17th, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Well,
we didn't want to compete with Star Wars Night at the Dynamo the next night.
Oh yeah, no. Sorry, I don't have much to add to that.
Yeah, so that's going on, so stay tuned for further information. And I think that's about to do it. Yeah, so there's a Comicpalooza commercial coming up, and then after that, our song. On behalf of myself, Rex, and Ryan, good night, Space City.
The Comicpalooza 2016 is almost here. At Comicpalooza, there are literally thousands of hours of programming. You'll see your favorite celebrities, comic book creators, and authors. Special celebrity events at this year's Comicpalooza include a cast reunion of the classic 1986 sci-fi horror favorite, Aliens, featuring Sigourney Weaver and more. Also, the cast of the Boondock Saints will be in attendance, including Sean Patrick Flannery and, of course, Walking Dead star Norman Reedus. Other celebrity guests include Underworld star Kate Beckinsale, Lenny James from The Walking Dead, wrestling superstar Ric Flair, comic book legends John Ostrander and Adam Kubert, and of course, me, Ming Chen from AMC's comic book man and podcaster extraordinaire. Be sure to follow Comicpalooza on social media, on Twitter at Comicpalooza, Instagram at Houston Comicpalooza, and like us on Facebook. Don't miss Comicpalooza 2016 at the George R. Brown Convention Center in Houston, Texas, June 17th through June 19th. Get your passes today head over to www.comicpalooza.com for all the details.